for calling Crafts Video Membership. My name is Priscilla. May I please have your last name and zip code?
Yes, Delaine Russ, D-E-L-A-I-N-E. It might have my hyphen R-U-S-T.
Okay.
And then zip code 80916.
Okay, just one second. Okay, it is not showing, ma'am. Can you tell me what is the email address associated with your account?
Yes, it's Danny Michelle, D-A-N-I-M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, the number 5@gmail.com.
Thank you. Just one more second. The physical address is 3003 Chicra View in Colorado Springs.
Correct.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, I'm seeing here that you have a premium monthly membership. How can I help you today?
So I went ahead, because I guess you guys changed from Blueprint. I didn't have access to the app anymore. So I logged in, and all the baking classes that I had, like cake decorating, baking, all that stuff I had, they're now saying there's a price. Everything is locked. And I had a library. I've been paying for 2 years for the bacon.
Okay, but were classes that you purchased or the classes that were free in the membership? Because the classes that were free in the membership, they are not transfer. But if it's someone that you pay for the class to have the class and it is not showing your account,
don't make sense, because I paid for those classes. It was not free. I paid for access for the baking classes, and now you guys changed it. I guess y'all policy changed. So now you guys are telling me not only if I'm paying $7.99 a month, but now I got to buy a class?
It's because there is a difference in between have the class in the membership, you have access to the class during the membership. The other thing is if you pay for the class, you bought the class to have forever. So that's what I am asking. If it was a class that you just had access with the membership with the Blueprint, those classes were not transferred.
No, I know initially at the very beginning, I spent like $100, $200 on some baking classes back in, 2018 or so, whenever the account was open.
Okay.
I had the cake decorated. I had everything dealing with bacon and cake decorating I paid for.
Okay. So if you have the proof that you pay for those classes, ma'am, and that is not in your account, you can send an email to us. I can give you the email, and we can submit to the technical support for them to add to your dashboard.
So how come you guys can't pull that up and give me back access to what I had?
Yes, like I say, ma'am, we need to know if it was something that you purchased. So if you have the proof that you pay for those classes, we can add. If it was a class that was free with the membership, they were not transferred.
Like, I understand that the company had went down, but this, what y'all are doing, I want my money back for the last year. Why am I paying $7.99 for something that I can't even access?
You can access, ma'am. That's why I'm explaining.
The classes you got for free, it has nothing to do with cake decorating. It's a guy about I had access to everything dealing with cake decorating, and now you guys saying I don't have access. I need to go and pay separately.
I'm just trying to explain to you, ma'am, if you were classes that you pay for specific for the class, you bought it to have the class forever, you can send to us the proof that you pay for them and we can add to your account. It is not a problem.
How am I supposed to go back 2 years and look for proof when you guys are supposed to have information? I can see in my library that I have 100 gigabytes of stuff that I can't access right now.
Yeah, everything was migrated from the Blueprint to Craftsy. So everybody that had classes that were purchased, they have them now with the Craftsy in the account. So that's why we need to know if it was a class that was you had access with the membership and you didn't buy to have them forever. So yes, those classes are not transferred.
But you guys told us that for us to download our library so that we would have it. And now I can't even access it now. That's not fair. Y'all can't change the rules on customers.
The download was for the partners, man, was not for the classes.
Can I just get my money back for the last year since I cannot access my classes? And I'm steady paying a premium $7.99 a month, and I don't have access to my classes.
Unfortunately, the situation, no, ma'am, because you're paying a monthly membership, so you don't have a refund for that. You still have access to the membership.
No. Y'all been down for 5 months. The last time I've been able to log in was back in August. You guys took everything down from Blueprint. That's not fair to me as a customer, but yet you're still charging my account. That's not okay.
Okay, you are being charged for the months that it was available, showing here from September, October, November, December, January. You still have access to the account.
I do not. Okay, I have access to see what? Nothing.
We have 1,500 classes in the website, ma'am.
No. I purchase access for certain things. I can't see that. So why am I paying $7.99 a month and I can't access, and you guys are not going to get my money back?
Like I say, ma'am, if you purchase those classes, if it was something that you bought it to keep forever, you can send to us the proof that you pay for those classes and we can add to your account.
Have it. Why don't you have it as a company? Why don't you have...
Like I say, everybody, they had the classes. The classes were migrate. So if it is having a problem, we need to know if the classes you had during the membership, but not something that you purchased, you have forever. That's why I'm trying to explain to you the difference.
It doesn't make sense. I hear what you're saying. I don't mean to yell at you because it's not really you. You're following your policy. What I'm saying is, you guys should have access to what your customer paid for and make it whole. Why do I have, again, I don't understand why am I sending you proof of what I purchased when you should have a database showing what I have.
I understand what you're saying, ma'am, but unfortunately, it's the procedure.
Y'all, because you changed the rules, and that's what it is. I purchased the cake decorating platform, and now I don't have access to it. What y'all did do, y'all went in there and individually charged each class now, and that's bull.
Okay, so, with the membership, ma'am, with the premium membership, we have 1,500 classes in the website. Just 32 you don't have access. You have to purchase to have access to the class. The others are free with the membership. I can send you the list with the names of the classes.
And those are the garbage classes that nobody wants to watch. The classes that I were using were the ones that I paid for. That those I have premium membership, right?
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Cake decoration 101, the basics of icing, all of that stuff that I used to have access to, I don't. The crap that you giving me for the bakery, I don't want to watch a man make cupcakes for kids. The crap that you're giving for free, nobody wants that. The stuff that we have in our membership is now gone. And that's not fair as a consumer. I continue to support this company even when it went blacked out. It blacked out and we didn't even know what was going to happen with the membership. And I've been patient.
Okay, I'm just explaining to you how it is the procedure, ma'am. In this situation, if it is a class that you purchase that is not showing your account, can send to us the proof that you purchased the class and we can submit to your account.
You know the premise of Craftsy, when y'all were Craftsy, you know there was not no individual purchase of class. You understand what I'm saying? Cause so you're twisting it.
You always have the option, ma'am. That's why maybe you are making the confusion. So when you have the membership, you have access to the class, but you're not going to keep this class forever. So once you don't have the membership anymore, you don't have access to them. So those free classes, they are not transferred from the Blueprint to Craftsy. If it was something that you buy the class, you bought the class to keep those class forever, you pay a little more, like $29, $39 for the specific class. Yes, so you purchase the class, it's going to keep. If it is not showing your account, like I say, you can send the name to us and the proof of the purchase, and we can take send you the technical support.
Again, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but you guys changed it. When I paid for a premium membership, I had access to all cake decorating classes. Now that it switched from Craftsy to Blueprint back to Craftsy, I don't have access to it. And so for you guys to now remove it and say, oh, no, you got to pay $29 for this class.
What is the class that you're trying to watch, ma'am? Like I say, because from 1,500, just 32 you have to purchase to have access with the premium membership. The others, you can still watch the class.
I logged in Tuesday to pull up all my cake decorating classes, and now it's all locked and says I got to pay for $29.69.
Do you have the name of one of the classes?
I can pull it up. So the first one, Cake Startup Library, Cake Decorating with Jenny McCoy.
Okay, just one second. Okay, you have access to this class. I'm in your account right now. What I think you are not understanding is it's always going to give you the option to purchase the class, because there are people that want your class to keep forever. But with your membership, you have access. If you click on play, it's going to play the class to you, all the videos. I'm logging in your account.
I'm in there now, and it says get access. I don't have access to it.
So you are not logging in your account because I am, and you have access to the clients. Oh, you start to playing the video.
I am in my account right now, ma'am.
Okay. Are you seeing your name in the corner saying Danny Michelle?
No, I have to log back in.
You're able to log in?
I'm getting in now.
Okay.
Okay, I apologize. I was in here the other day and everything was locked. I apologize.
That's okay. Did you open this class?
So if I go, so let me go back. Let me make sure. Reading with class. All right. These are the ones I wanted. Okay. I apologize.
No, that's okay. So just to explain, I sent you an email with explanation. It's always going to show you this option, this button that say purchase to own, because there are people that want to buy the class to keep, even if they don't have the membership anymore. So you can have this option to pay and have the class forever. But with the premium membership, you have access to the class, so you can watch it as many times as you want. And I'm going to send you an email with the list for the 32 classes that you will have to pay to have access, even with the premium membership. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. There's anything else that I can do for you, ma'am?
No, I apologize.
No, that's okay. No, if you need if any questions, you can always call us back. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling Crafts Video Membership. Have a good day.
You too.